Hi, I'm Becky Bliss, bringing you some more moonful insights and astrology for the up and coming full moon, which will take place on the 23rd and the 24th of April 2024, dependent on where in the world you are. This full moon will peak at 11 minutes to 1 in the morning in the UK on the 24th. So the moon will appear full on both days. If you're new to these recordings, I practice sidereal or Vedic astrology, which is more or less aligned to modern astronomy and shares the same roots as yoga. In this type of astrology, the zodiac signs themselves move backwards by a degree every 72 years, along with the stars. This method of calculation is allowing for precession, which is caused by the Earth's wobble. So this means that the Western tropical system and the sidereal system of astrology are slowly but surely drifting apart, as well as the 12 signs of the zodiac. This system further breaks the skies down into 27 lunar mansions. These are the nakshatras, and the moon spends around 24 hours connected to each nakshatra. So this full moon will be held in a divine embrace with a star in the Boötes constellation. This star has many legends attached to it and is known as Arcturus. This star is located pretty far away from the ecliptic and therefore is sometimes thought of as an adventurous and wandering star. Although in distance terms, this star is pretty close to Earth at around 37 light years away. In Sanskrit, this asterism is known as Swati or Svati. This is a nakshatra of independence, self-reliance, brilliance, and a quest for knowledge and information. Svati, and this is a key theme I feel, is a star of independence and non-conformity. This star is about trusting in your inner guidance and following your truth. Swati or Svati nakshatra is positioned at 6 degrees and 40 arc minutes through to 20 degrees of sidereal Libra, also known as Tula in Sanskrit. If you are more familiar with the Western system of astrology, the asterism of Svati is positioned at 0 degrees 26 arc minutes through to 13 degrees and 46 arc minutes of tropical Scorpio. So we are referring to the same portion of the skies and the same star, regardless of zodiac system. Full moons are to do with completion, celebration, wholeness, as well as release and letting go. Full moons really heighten whatever the mood of the moment might be, and the forces at play are transforming, powerful, and excited. So, this full moon is a marker, really, that indicates the end of eclipse season, ripples of which I think will be heightened around this full moon. Eclipse energy is dripping with magic and often brings about change as well as remarkable surprises and the unexpected. Positioned in a portion of heavens that is to do with independence, intelligence, and breaking away from the status quo, this full moon is reflecting an energy of freedom, release, and bursting through into something fresh and authentic. This full moon is encouraging us to feel into our own inner compass and be brave enough to follow the direction that it takes us in, even if that means deviating away from the familiar and moving and acting in a different way to what we are used to. One of the symbols behind Swati Nakshatra is coral, jewel of the seas, created bit by bit as layer upon layer over centuries takes a new form. Just because radical changes don't appear overnight, it doesn't mean that a magical transformation isn't happening. Coral takes time to grow into its true magnificence. Layer upon layer, coral is sometimes used for protection and can also be a symbol of wisdom and peace and immortality. A blade of grass swaying in the breeze is another icon behind the Nakshatra Swati. Swaying, moving in the wind with a quality that is flexible. Lots of individual blades of green grass together form lush and rich pastures. Pastures that are green, fertile, and new. What if the changes we long for can happen from a grassroots level, from the ground up? Ordinary individuals like you, like me, each moving with its own unique freedom of expression, rather than being flattened by dictates that no longer ring true. The star of Swati is pushing things to their limit. Imperfections and faults will be exposed beneath the light of this full moon. Imperfect systems, structures that are flawed, and concepts that are outdated are being revealed bit by bit. Layer by layer, that which is defected can only be restored if the blemishes are brought up to the light. The energies behind this full moon are to do with non-compliance for the right reasons and individuation. Recognizing that whilst we are part of the greater whole, we are truly brilliant in our unique and human expression. So looking at the chart generated for the exact time of the full moon, we can see that the moon is at 10 degrees and 6 arc minutes of sidereal Libra. Libra is the seventh sign of the zodiac. Opposite the sun, which is in sidereal Aries. We know this is a full moon because the moon and the sun are at exactly the same degrees, 10 degrees and 6 arc minutes. If you look up at the skies with an astronomy app, and night sky is a good one, you will find the sun hasn't physically yet moved into the constellation of Taurus from our perspective here on Earth. As I say, this is due to the precession of the equinoxes. So Libra or Tula is represented by the balancing scales of justice. This is a moon for resolution and harmonizing, but more than anything, aligning with our own truth, even if it's disobedient to the narratives that have been laid out. Once upon a time, a talent was a measurement of weight. Do you recognize your golden worth? And how are you applying your unique talents? Are you allowing them to shine for the world to see? It's impossible to talk about this magical full moon without mentioning the effects of the conjunction of Uranus and Jupiter. I'm hoping to get this uploaded just in time for this conjunction. So these two bodies in space will be exact on April the 20th. However, they will remain very close together for some time. This interaction is creating a dynamic that happens once only every 13 or 14 years. So it's quite rare. So we have the sun opposite the moon in sidereal Aries. besides this conjunction of Uranus and Jupiter, so we can see they're still really, really close together. These are two powers to be reckoned with, Uranus and Jupiter. Perceptive, insightful, expansive, and electric. This synergy of forces acting as a catalyst, a divine motivator, and without a doubt, a facilitator of change. So it so happens that these two planets, Uranus and Jupiter, will be united, are united, should I say, in the nakshatra known as Kritika. This is the motivator. This is the spark plug, a force that is initiatory, tenacious, crusading, atomic. This is a fusion that bursts through boundaries and cuts through problems like butter. Kritika is bright, sharp, and illuminating. The old is about to fall away to allow something fresh to burst through and to flourish. Although I can almost guarantee that things will work out in a way that you could never have expected. Uranus, discovered in 1781 at the time of the Industrial Revolution, is not conventionally considered in Vedic astrology. Because I like to include this planet, I acknowledge that I am not keeping true to traditions, which is why I often say that my practice is inspired by Vedic astrology. Anyway, the energy of Uranus is sometimes associated with the Vedic deity Prajapati, the lord of all creatures. This is a creator god that nowadays is associated with Brahma. The planet Uranus itself moves differently to the other planets as it rotates on its side at a 90 degree angle. A theme surrounding this full moon is for sure about being brave enough to move and be and behave a little bit differently if that aligns with our truest creative expression of ourselves and who we were always meant to be. Metaphysically, the energies of Uranus are exciting, energizing, original, innovative, and very often shocking. Uranus is associated with space, new beginnings, procreation, co-creation, magic, science, the hidden, and the cutting edge. The energies surrounding this full moon are to do with new knowledge, fresh understandings. Swati is bringing the hidden up to the light so that we can see the holes and then we can fix them. The conjunction of Uranus and Jupiter in Kritika Nakshatra around the time of this full moon brings about breakthroughs, the unexpected. I will be bold in saying it feels almost like a 21st century renaissance is upon us. The full moon in Swati Nakshatra is really highlighting a fight for freedom. And it's likely everyone will be feeling a need for change on some level or another. However, now is not the time for waging war or doing anything harsh. The body part related to this full moon's Nakshatra is the chest. This is your treasure chest. The bars of the ribs, a guard for the heart, offering protection and breathing space. This full moon is offering a safe space for you to just be you, to return to your inner callings and to honor the treasure within your treasure chest so you can share it out with the world the way that only you know how, because no one is ever quite like you. The energies behind this full moon held in the arms of Swati are seeking truth and will go as far as is needed to find it. However, these forces are in the spirit of non-violence and crave harmony and balance. The Uranus-Jupiter conjunction is pushing us forwards into new ways of perceiving as we understand things from fresh angles in a new light. New approaches may well unfurl as riddles and seemingly impossible binds are loosened. If you are feeling a bit unsure, maybe you are simply mid-shake-up. Maybe the entire earth is about to move just to help you pass the unpassable. We are on a transformative voyage, heading in the direction of new beginnings. Nothing is going to stay still or stuck forever. A rebellious spirit is bubbling beneath. This is a rebel with a cause, exposing imbalances of justice, revealing truths we couldn't see before as layer upon layer is peeled away. Blade by blade, just like the grass blowing in the breeze, each swayed in a new direction, layer by layer, until one day we find we are standing in a different field altogether. Swati Nakshatra is ruled by Rahu. Rahu is the north node of the moon, a shadow entity responsible for the eclipses, sometimes thought of as the head of the sky dragon. This is a force that is thirsty, driven, and unorthodox, a force that is outcast, a rebel. So Rahu is in Pisces, the 12th sign of the zodiac. This placement may have us attracted towards the curious and the unfamiliar, reaching for the unattainable, chasing impossible dreams, trying to catch the wind. Although, isn't that a part of our program? Reaching for the not quite reachable. Isn't it encoded into our DNA? When we look at this chart for the full moon, we can see also that Mars has just joined the stellium, the collective of planets, all in Pisces. I feel that this heavy weight of planetary bodies in this sign are really motivating us to chase for those dreams, no matter how outlandish. Rahu and Mercury, remembering that Mercury is still retrograde, are conjunct pretty much on top of each other, arousing unusual thoughts and ideas that are extraordinary and eccentric. Be careful when you're communicating with other people at the moment, as we are in a time where it's probably quite easy to misconstrue what is meant. Venus, Mercury, Rahu, Neptune, outer planet Neptune, and Mars, five bodies in space, sinking into the watery depths of Pisces at the time of this full moon. This is suggesting that our hearts and our minds are heavily driven by hopes and wishes and dreams for a better future that we all long to realize. Are you chasing the wind, or are you following hopes that are meaningful and inspiring? What is it that's inspiring you to action? What does your creative vision look like? Are you willing to go that extra mile and put in that extra bit of effort to realize your dreams? Are they really your dreams? Are they your own, or are they someone else's? This full moon will take you beyond the imagination. This is a supercharged time. Prepare also to be propelled if you practice any spiritual pursuits. The ancient deity of the nakshatra Swati is Vayu, the personification of the air. Fast and swift, Vayu stirs and moves the waters and the dust across planet Earth. Vayu is the air that breathes and moves our human forms, enlivening our bodies of dust, our bodies of water. This is a spirit that is free. Who really knows where the dust will settle? This full moon is guiding us towards a new definition. We will never 100% know quite where we will end up because we are never really doing all of it under our own steam. We do what is needed, but then maybe sometimes we just need to stretch our wings out a bit wider and allow the air to lift us up. The Shakti or special power of Swati is that of harvesting. This is a reminder that we reap what we sow. And there is absolutely a karmic quality to this full moon, particularly as she is bookending eclipse season. This is not just to do with gathering in and collecting what is deserved, but also culling and releasing whatever has gone stale. This moon is as much about cutting loose and ridding ourselves of what isn't nourishing as it is about celebrating and honouring our unique strengths. This full moon will be positioned in the second portion or pada 2 of Swati Nakshatra. This portion of sky is Saturn dominated and is to do with stability. Stability takes time and can be achieved by going the distance. Saturn energy always smiles upon good old-fashioned service and gifts resilience to overcome, as well as the distance to step back from complicated situations. This full moon in Swati Nakshatra is a signpost, a reminder that we are about to be swept up in the winds of change. If things haven't been moving for you, they soon will be. This full moon in Swati is offering a full circle of protection against any personal threats and battles, inside or out. Sometimes symbolized by the sword, this nakshatra is not about waging war. The mind is mightier than any weapon. This is a sword of truth that has the penetrating power of a divine intelligence. Whilst the energies surrounding this full moon don't want to conform and are rebellious, Swati has the power to awaken charitable and progressive outcomes. This is a force of freedom that is merciful, independent from the rules, and oozing compassion. This full moon is enthroned in a Venus ruled placement in Libra, and this moon's nakshatra, Swati, is ruled by Rahu, the north node. This tells me that this full moon is truly a beacon reminding us to follow our passions and dive deep into our hearts to realize our greatest ambitions. Whilst the forces surrounding this April full moon are strong, cataclysmic even, this full moon is a safe haven for calm, for practicing yoga, for breathing, and for meditation. Balance any excited, electrified energy with actions that are made in peace. Be brave and guided by your heart, cultivating thoughts of optimism and kindness. Libra loves beauty, and this full moon wants you to recognize yours and to be courageous enough to share it the way that only you can. For what we are surrounded with really all comes from within us. Under the light of the full moon, find your own center and balance, being unafraid of wandering off on your own path, finding your own way, a way that is uniquely yours. Practice recommendations. I haven't done these for a while. If you are new to yoga, please do ensure that you practice under a suitable and qualified instructor. So any poses that are grounding and balancing, Vrikshasana or tree pose is the most obvious. Although any practices at all that have you tuning into the heart and to the breath and to the body. Also Bhakti yoga. So Bhakti is really devotional practice. Some traditional examples might be practices like chanting and singing and prayer, maybe tending to an altar or even writing a poem. Bhakti, however, can be anything at all that is performed with a devotional and loving intention. Also practices that involve a partner. So this might be a yoga posture where you need to support someone else. I haven't mentioned gemstones either for a while, but this full moon, I'm drawn to citrine. So my daughter brought me a piece back from the Alps recently and it's perfect. It's a bit of a less obvious one because oftentimes a stone is linked to the solar plexus chakra. And I think this full moon is especially linked to the heart, the Anahata chakra, and to the mind, and especially to the pineal gland. However, all the chakras do work synergistically together. And actually, I believe we have even more than the seven rainbow colored ones that we are all most familiar with. Anyway, citrine has so much sunshine energy. It feels elevating and yet grounded. There is so much going on at the moment in the heavens and on the earth. And so this gemstone is helpful for anyone sensitive to outside influences. So citrine brings you back to your center. Citrine also promotes inner calm and may also help the system to recharge, process, and digest. It can help to release fear and anger, inviting in positive vibrations and encouraging joyful emotions. It is also said to help to support self-esteem, creativity, self-expression, and probably most importantly, individuality. I hope you found this recording insightful and interesting. If you would like a free copy of your sidereal birth chart, you can download yours via my website. So you can have a look actually at which house is occupied by the sign of Libra. So this is the sidereal sign of this April full moon. So it's very likely you will see things in a new light relating to this part of your life, as Swati is bringing things up to the surface and showing you something important that was previously off your radar. So this is something that's coming out of the shadows to be dealt with and fixed. Perhaps something will come up that needs to be resolved or even got rid of altogether. This is likely something that was off your radar that you hadn't noticed before. And also have a look where Aries lands in your sidereal natal chart. So this is the placement of the Uranus-Jupiter conjunction. So this energy of Jupiter and Uranus in Kritika is really providing a shake-up. This might not be an overnight fix to a problem, but it is certainly, I believe, the catalyst to a new beginning. If you are listening to this on YouTube, please remember to hit the subscribe button if you haven't yet done so. It will help to remove my invisibility cloak and show me that you care with a thumbs up. Thank you so much for listening. Sending you blissful full moon wishes. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.